Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent, and this is Ted Nugent.
The Whackmaster. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Welcome, Ted. I'm so glad that you're here.
I'm so glad that I'm here. I'm so glad that you're so glad that I'm here. So happy New Year. We're celebrating another year together. This is my wife. No matter what you might think about me, this is my wife. This is my bow hunting buddy. This is the queen of the forest, Little Miss Dangerous. And I would like to start right now by saying we just completed a very, very difficult, treacherous, heartbreaking, criminally infested, corrupt orgy year from Uncle Sam and all the powers that be. But Chimene was born for times such as this. Literally, is this the camera over here?
Yes.
She literally is the armor of God. When I first met her, she didn't have the faintest idea what this damn experiment in self-government was. But Chimene, I love you more now than ever because you've become a positive force, a force of light in otherwise ubiquitous darkness. And what the hell that you're raising is so important for quality of life and not just the American dream, but all around the world. And people's lives have been upgraded by this woman thanks to Real America's Voice and you people and the sponsors that bring you this. So celebrate truth, logic, and common sense with the prettiest truth, logic, and common sense warrior in the world.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliments. And yes, thank you to Real America's Voice for giving me freedom of speech because I don't have it.
Yeah, they didn't give it to you. They acknowledged it. God gave it to you.
That's true.
That's from God. And we don't need paperwork for our First Amendment. We don't need paperwork or a permit or a license for any of our God-given rights. You might want to start out 2024 with that reality. You might want to burn it into your forehead and teach it to your children. Because they're clueless.
So we've had an amazing year, both of us.
Yes, and I'm in the middle of a great hunting season. So that's why
and
I look so effervescent.
Too.
Yes.
I am too.
We have venison for the masses.
Yes, and I'm proud to be a hunter. But you did something this year that you said you'd never do.
Well, you know, I love my music. God, I love my music. If I wasn't me, I'd be out watching me every night because my bandmates, Jason Hartless, Johnny Big, all my bandmates for the last 66 years have been the best musicians in the world. But like I said to my touring, I'll still do gigs. Nobody can stop me. I was playing my guitar this morning. My Gibson Birdland makes noises and sensual stimuli sonics, the likes of which mankind has never imagined. And I do it all by myself because I eat venison. Anyhow, my point is I said adios mofo to touring because hotels are jail. Airports are a cruel and unusual punishment. Even the private ones, when I fly private, it's still a pain in the ass. But I would like to start out by saying not only Happy New Year, but adios mofo to 2023.
Yes.
So yes, the music will continue. I've got a bunch of new songs that I'm unleashing. I don't write songs. I channel animal breeding soundtracks. And the music will never stop, but I'm not going to tour. I'll still do gigs. We do a rattlesnake thing here nearby with Johnny and John Kutz and amazing rhythm section. We're going to do the Ted Nugent speakeasies this winter right around the Texas area. But yeah, I'll keep doing gigs, but I'm not going on tour because it hurts. I miss my bed. I miss my tree stands. I miss my dogs and I miss her.
Aw. And the older we get, the more that we just want to stay home.
And I am old. I'm getting old. I was 75 here last month and I'm having, or this month, and I'm having the time of my life. I've never had more fun. I'm a little slower, which you can thank God for. But
I don't know.
I'm having the time
of
my life.
I watch you on stage, and not only have you had both of your knees replaced, and every time you go into a lunge and you're doing the swoopy with your arm.
I swoopy.
I'm always going, oh, please let him be able to stand
up. Well, the
up.
Adrenaline, because I love the music. So I'm still revering and paying homage and genuflecting at the altar of Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Little Richard, James Brown, Wilson Pickett, the Motown Funk Brothers. So when I'm playing my guitar with Jason and Johnny or whatever the amazing musicians I'm surrounded by, I'm channeling that kid who was trying to play Johnny B. Goode and Bo Diddley. And so I'm out of body. So I do stuff that is so adrenalized that I perform athletic feats that are beyond my capability for those athletic feats because the music makes me do it. That's the name of one of my records a few years ago. The music makes me do it. It really does. And the people who love the music, like we love the music, it really is an orgy of reciprocity for the founding fathers of music that we channel through my songs every night. Did you get that?
So looking back on 2023.
I love to look back.
Were there any highlights besides the tour?
Anything getting up every morning was a highlight with Happy Sadie and Coco and grabbing my bow and arrow. I got a new Matthews bow that I've never shot the Mystical Flight of the Arrow better. Every night on stage was like my first exciting moment. Every night on stage is like my first kiss with you.
Okay.
So you start listing the magical moments. When I really piss off evil people, which I do just by smiling, just by doing truth, logic, and common sense celebration, all those highlights of making the worst people in the world lie and hate me even more is a great sense of accomplishment because I get a call from the Marines, the Air Force, the Navy SEALs, the Coast Guard, the U.S. Army Rangers. I get calls from these guys every day, including 101-year-old Pearl Harbor survivors that thank me for fighting for the freedoms their buddy died for. So how could Whoopi Cushion Goldberg or Michael Moore or Joe Biden upset me? That they hate me proves that I am a wonderful human being. And those are the highlights.
I think that's what I have learned from you being married now almost 35 years.
Yikes.
I know. What do you mean, yikes?
It's awesome. You deserve me.
But I've watched you go through so many criticisms and you
attacks,
just let it,
hate.
You just hate and you just let it roll off your back. And
again, when Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor, when he calls me often and very
emotionally?
Yes. He says, Ted, you're my hero. Now, I don't think that, but if Marcus Luttrell thinks that, how could an attack from Hunter Biden or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame dopers or people who are just horrible, horrible, dishonest, lying people, that those here, I've said it before, if you're not pissing off the you're an If the rotten people think you're okay, you're rotten. Because we know Whoopi Goldberg isn't just somebody we disagree with. She's a horrible, dishonest, anti-human, anti-life, anti-freedom horror story. So if you're not getting criticism from horrible people, you're horrible.
Basically, when the haters hate you and you're on target and you're speaking truth, logic, and common sense, then that's a green light to keep moving forward.
Yes.
You hit the mark. You hit the target.
I'm like the red flag in a bull arena. The bull keeps charging me, but he's always missed. I have not been gored yet. But bottom line is I love you. I love that we are political activists because that's what experimenting in self-government is. It's our moral, spiritual, intellectual obligation to vet people we vote for based on their adherence to their sacred oath to the Constitution, an absolute Constitution. For example, I said it before, I don't need paperwork or a permit or a license for my First Amendment. And it's good while I'm on earth, alive, everywhere. So is my Second Amendment. Well, not here. No. Everywhere I walk, I have the right to keep and bear arms. And no man goes, well, here's your license. I don't need your license. I don't need your permit. I don't need your authorization. I don't need your okay. I got my Second Amendment from God because this gift is my job to defend. And if I don't keep and bear arms, I will bend over for the engineered recidivism. And if you like this truth, logic, and common sense on Shemaine's Faith and Freedom, come to my Real America Voice Spirit Campfire because my middle finger is on fire and it will roast your marshmallows at 2,000 yards.
Okay.
You feel the love.
Do you have any, you're not a goal setter because you
probably. Yes, I carpe diem.
You carpe diem. What are you looking forward to in 2024?
New guitar tones, better arrows, more back straps. We donate tons of venison to soup kitchens and homeless shelters. I'm going to increase those donations because those needy Americans need pure organic protein. So I'm going to constantly seek upgrade. I put my heart and soul, just like Shemaine does, and everybody who we know, our inner circle, we put our heart and soul into being the best that we can be, and we can always upgrade and improve upon that. That's what I'm going to do in 2024. It's my year. 2024, it's my year.
Awesome. And it's my year, too.
It's our year.
It's
together.
All of our years. Patriots years. Well, thank you, Ted, for being here. And if you guys want to catch, and you should, his podcast on Real, right here on Real America's Voice, you can watch it Friday nights at 10 p.m., Eastern. It's called the Spirit Campfire.
I'm going to go take my Glock for a walk and my Smith & Wesson 44 357 and my Colt Delta Elite and my new Colt Python. I'm going to go take them for a walk right now.
Well, there you go. And along with the dogs, too.
Yes.
And take the dogs.
Yeah, because I'll shoot something and they love to bite it.
The other highlight that we had this year was the survival of our dog, Happy.
Yes. Thank you for your prayers.
Yes.
Happy is my friend. He's my buddy.
Yeah, we love Happy, obviously.
Yeah,
but we still got 50 seconds left. So,
oh, we can see it right there.
Yes, I can see it right there. Well, thank you guys so much for all your prayers. They really worked. Happy's doing okay. He's not 100%, but he's still with us. And duck hunting, which is just an amazing gift.
He's the greatest.
Yes, he is. Well, thank you, Ted. Appreciate you being
here.
Thank
you, Shemaine. I love you.
All right, I will see you
later. I'll see you in the bathtub later.
All right, up next, we're going to start the new year off right with Pastor Lucas Miles.
Come on,
don't go away. We'll be right back.
Adios,
well, it's the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Want to hit the bullseye this holiday, but you don't know what gifts to give your friends and family? Give them the gift of food this holiday with our all-American grass-fed steaks. They're so delicious. And without chemicals and antibiotics and pesticides or mRNA, Ted and I love them. And you know what? I'll bet you will too. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. That's switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. Go right now because supplies don't last forever. switchtoamericawithshemaine.com.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. The Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning, and tomorrow's a new year with a lot of new mornings where you can start them off right in Christ. Pastor Lucas Miles joins us live to discuss more on how. Lucas, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be on.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Thank you for being here. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now, and many people want to increase their faith. And how can Christians strengthen their relationship with God in this new year?
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe that one of the things that Jesus taught is really what we focus our attention on increases. He says, if your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. If your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And as believers, we really have a choice on what it is we focus our attention on. I believe that whatever, we can say it this way, whatever we water grows. And so this new year in 2024, as always, we should be watering really those seeds of faith in our heart by reading the word, by spending time in prayer, by fellowshipping with other believers, by guarding what it is that we're putting into our body, you know, both from a health standpoint, a food standpoint, as well as from just a visual standpoint, all the negative news and those things. It's important to be in tune with current events. But it's also easy to cross over into a place to where we become so obsessed with things that we can really move into negativity. So I think it's important for believers just to guard their hearts during this time and make sure and water the right things in their life.
I love that. And, you know, that's a great point, because so many people, especially nowadays with social media, we can see our storyline from months and years past. And it's difficult sometimes for people to get beyond their failures or mistakes, and we all make them. What would you recommend that people do about that?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, look, there's a lot of beautiful things that have happened as a result of the social media platforms and technology. There's also some negative things that obviously exist. You know, we set aside the political. If we just talk about it from an interpersonal relationship world, it's really easy to look at other people's lives and feel jealous and feel, why don't I have that? Why don't I have, you know, the kid photos like that? Why don't I have the family experience like that? Why don't I have that nice vacation like they did, or that new, you know, a bathroom renovation like my friends did? And we can really start comparing ourselves. And the Bible says that when we compare ourselves amongst ourselves, it is not wise. And it really brings a lot of negative emotions into our life. I think that we start the day with gratitude. Thank you, the Lord, for what we have, with what he's given us. And really, really start there. And in learning how to celebrate, you know, successes in other people's lives, and getting out of this spirit of lack. Just because somebody else succeeds doesn't mean that I can't. We can all succeed if we, you know, put in the right hard work and you know, trust in the Lord and the right steps and all these things, the wisdom principles. And so we don't have to get into a position of lack. We can keep growing in Christ, growing in the Lord, celebrate other people, stay in generosity, and you'll avoid a lot of those negative emotions.
I think that's really important. Whenever I see somebody on an Instagram, for example, and they're doing something good or they're posting great things, I will reach out and say something like, congratulations on your new book, or speaking of book, I got to talk to you about that. But I think that's really important. We seldom hear the positive, and it's so easy for people to hide behind their computers and their cell phones and type nasty negative things. Do you ever have to deal with that?
Look, absolutely. I mean, you know, this last year, I think I did 500 media appearances and I was on the road a whole bunch, and we got all sorts of great encouraging messages, and we got some nasty comments and nasty packages and letters and things as well. And so that kind of comes with the territory of being, you know, out in this public space and speaking openly and boldly about your faith. I think that, you know, for everybody, like, you have to learn how to filter through that. You know, I have a staff now that's able to kind of help with some of that process. But before I had that team, you know, I had to filter all that myself. And I think that, you know, you don't have to be a public figure to get frustrated by something that somebody says online. That happens to all of us. And I think that we have to learn how to go, you know what? That doesn't define me. Their comment, their opinion, that doesn't define me. God defines who I am. I don't have to receive this into my life. And, you know, again, if it's somebody else, I can learn to bless them and celebrate somebody else's experience without having to allow that to dictate whether or not I'm going to succeed or fail, you know, in the moment. My value and my identity, first and foremost, should really come through my relationship with Christ.
I've learned a lot from my husband, Ted. You saw the tail end of our interview, and he's dealt with that all of his life. And I've watched him just dismiss it. It just, the negativity rolls off his back. And at first, when, you know, social media came around and people were posting negative things, it would hurt my feelings. But now I just delete.
Yeah. Look, I think that almost in every relationship, it always seems like there's one person who's like water off a duck's back and the other person, you know, who kind of feels a lot of those things. I'm the feeler, you know, I think probably in our house where, you know, it's tough. I want people to like me, right? I want people to enjoy the things that we put out there. But, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, we live for an audience of one. And I think that we have to value God's opinion of ourselves more than those other people. And what I have found and what I see in the scriptures is that if everybody is speaking well of you, you're probably doing the wrong thing. And it's important. I think I've learned to allow those naysayers to be voices in my life, encouraging me that I'm going the right direction. Because if there's nobody criticizing me, then I'm probably not doing anything significant or worthy of note. And so I just receive that and just try to keep my eyes on the Lord. And you know what? Over time, that the, you know, God's just broken a lot of that kind of people pleasing mentality, you know, in me, and which I'm so thankful for. And now it's just focused on keeping your eye on the target and doing what he's called you to do.
I was such a people pleaser that I would literally roll out the red carpet for everybody to walk all over me. And I finally realized that you know, it took a long time. It took me about 50 some years, but I realized you're right. I mean, we should live for just the opinion of one. Well done, yeah. Good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, great advice.
So tell me about your book.
Yeah, so the book is called Woke Jesus, The False Messiah Destroying Christianity. It has been a wild year. Like I mentioned earlier, we've done 500 media appearances this year on all the major platforms, including a lot here at Real America's Voice. And it's just been really well received. Of course, we've had some people kind of come after us for what we're sharing. But I'm going to be, on the road a lot in 2024. People can head over to lucasmiles.org to figure out kind of my speaking schedule, or if they're interested in booking me to speak at their church or event or political event or something like that, to talk about really how do we eradicate wokeism from the American pulpit, they can head over to lucasmiles.org and check that out as well.
All right. Give me one example or maybe two.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, we see this, that there's a lot of extremes, right? We're seeing churches host drag shows. We're seeing churches, you know, that are promoting, you know, that the Holy Spirit is a female or something like that. Those are sometimes easy to spot. But I think there's a lot of churches that have gotten hung up over issues of race, issues of gender and sexuality. They're not sure how do we love people and reach, you know, the masses while still taking a firm stance on biblical orthodoxy and the truth of Scripture. And so, you know, we've been really helping people navigate through that. We've actually launched a platform called AmericanPastorProject.org. And this is a place where pastors can sign up and make a commitment to biblical orthodoxy. We have kind of a general statement there. We have a church locator where you could find a church near you of a pastor that has signed this statement. We currently have about 550 pastors that have signed the statement already and growing. So lots of good things happening there. And I always encourage church members that if you want to know if the church you're attending, maybe it's a new church you're going to, if they're woke or not, take them AmericanPastorProject.org. See if your pastor will sign it. They won't sign it. You might be at a woke church and not know it.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. Where can people attend your church? Where's your church at?
So we have our main campus is in the South Bend, Indiana area. So we're just north of South Bend and Granger. It's called Influence Church. There's no I, it's capital N. We also have an app. You could find us on in the App Store, Google Play Store, Apple Store. And of course, we live stream on Facebook, YouTube, all those platforms. And we are launching a campus. It's going to be a satellite campus up in Kalamazoo, Michigan in 2024 as well. So that's coming on the docket too.
Well, that's exciting. I would love to come visit your church sometime.
We'd love to have you. Absolutely.
And I would love to see you and your wife at NAB this year coming up, hopefully for more than just like a second. Hey, hi, how are you?
The good news is my book came out this last year, so I'm planning on just being a little bit slower this year. I worked so hard getting the word out. I'm looking forward to just catching up with some great friends at the National Religious Broadcasters, and it's going to be a good time. So we'll make time. We'll make that happen.
Well, that's great. I'm so excited for you. Congratulations on your book. Congratulations on your church. And you are really shining a light on so many people who need to hear that right now, who need to hear this message, this good message, especially this time of year. Lucas Miles, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Tell your wife I said hello. Okay. We have so much coming up. Don't go away. Coming up next, Hollywood, you know, it's spent a lot of time. People spend a lot of time dissing what's going on in Hollywood. But there's my next guest coming up. She lived it, and she's going to tell you why she left it. The counterculture mom, Tina Griffin, joins us next. Don't go away.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Have you been feeling a little off lately? Headaches, dizziness, short-term memory loss? Guys, EMF radiation is real, and it could be making you sick. Thankfully, there is a solution. Silver woven clothing can block EMF radiation and 5G from causing harm to your body. Ted and I both have Faraday bags and they work. Unplug to recharge with Sparrow EMF clothing and accessories. Just go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com and the code is FAITH to get a discount. Pop culture, the internet, social media, these forces are forming the next generation more than ever before. And some call them harmless, but former actress Tina Griffin says there's a lot more at stake. She left Hollywood and now helps parents navigate the effects of the media industry today. And she joins us live now. Tina, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for letting me jump on the program here with you, girl. You can tell I just got out of the gym. My word. I've got to take care of my body, to be honest.
Yep.
I think I've been so passionate about America's kids that I've got to like take a couple steps back before I burn out and crash and burn here with the mission God has placed on my life. It has been one very tough journey. I just got back from New York last night. I think I blew out my right eardrum. So I just got out of the gym to try to get my ear canal opened. But my heart's been broken for the last 2.5 years or 2.5 decades regarding what's going on with our kids and pop culture, girl. It's massive attack from the enemy. And I mean, I could talk to you for 3 hours about that. I just got off the phone this morning with a guy that was interested in bringing me in to speak at a homeschool conference this next summer and said our board definitely wanted you in, but they were nervous about bringing you in to talk about these topics because they didn't want you to get too graphic or show too much graphic pictures or talk too graphic about what's in pop culture. And it ripped my heart out because I see their concern on it. At the same time, watered down messages in America is what has caused suicide to be the number one killer among our teens because people are afraid to talk about it. They don't want to ruffle feathers. And today I'm getting pounded, and so is our team with the show that I host, Counterculture Mom Show, every week with parents' stories about wish we would have been getting this information in our hands sooner. My son is now dead. My daughter is into cutting. My daughter had a kid at 13 years old. All of these issues happening to our kids at an escalating rate because these topics are not addressed the way I believe they need to be addressed. And that is exposing Satan for who he is by educating teens and parents about the agenda that is attacking our kids and our families and why that agenda is there. And it's literally communism pounding the pavement on American soil. And so I can't water down my message. But because of that, it's been tough to be able to share from the heart to the depths I want to go.
Let's go back a bit and talk about how you went from a Wisconsin farm kid to a Hollywood actress.
Farm kid. Grew up in Wisconsin, just outside of Green Bay, and had two younger brothers growing up. At the age of 16, at that point, I was really engaged in church, going to church every Sunday, but I really had a heart for the Lord and truth. And that's why I'm kind of shocked it took until I was 16 to place my faith in the Lord. But I remember walking up to the front of the church when I was 16, September 1994, and I said, Lord, I'm willing to take a bullet for the cause. Please help me navigate this world. Help me be a leader to my peers. And, you know, back then it was drugs, sex, and alcohol. Today it's a lot more horrific with what is pounding our teens on a daily basis. But I gave my life to the Lord. And about 4 years later, the opportunity arose to where I could travel and move from Green Bay. I was going to University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, film and TV major. I was reporting on the Green Bay Packers for sports, the Green Bay Gambler hockey team, but God had more in store. At that point, I put in 4 years of researching the globalists and hundreds of people, who's married to who owns the globe, and moved out to Hollywood at the age of 20, and for 10 years, immersed in film, TV, runway, Miss America pageant, Disney shows, you name it, a ton of different jobs, even a lot of trade shows where I got to know ahead of time what Nintendo was releasing for video games, Sony and all the rest. And then 4 years into my Hollywood career at 24, I knew that God was directing me to try out for the Miss America pageant. At that point, I hardly walked in high heels. I mean, I had to practice in my LA apartment for a good couple of months. I had a woman that took me under her wing. She said, "You know what you're talking about, girl. Let's just help you with your wardrobe, hair, makeup, high-heeled shoes, and the presentation of it." Honestly, I still can't walk in high heels decent. But I always leave my heart out on the stage for these kids. And did the pageant, and through that pageant, I came in third runner-up at 24 years old. At that point, I was going against girls that were in the pageant system for like a decade. I didn't do the fake tan deal. In fact, I got the fake nails put on. I ripped them off a couple minutes into it because I'm like, I can't play drums in this. That was my talent for that. And I had people that reached out to me and said, what you just shared absolutely needs to be a presentation. I then created the Hollywood Exposed show at the age of 24. And for about 23, 24 years now, I've been sharing the Hollywood Exposed message around the globe, school assemblies, cruise ships. We've been to parent conferences, music festivals all around the globe, even mission trips to Africa, Japan, Europe over the last 2.5 decades, sharing with teens that they should not base their identity on a satanic agenda, pop culture, which is constantly shifting, and why they're endorsing drugs, sex, alcohol, suicide, cutting, all the rest, and what young people can do to give back to God with the talents they were born with to make a difference. And that hour and a half presentation, I've done half a day events, 2 day events, gives a very in-depth look at who owns Hollywood, what these celebrities are into, the satanic symbolism, the satanic lyrics, who funds these celebrities, who's married to who. And I even talk about very horrific topics like adrenochrome, child sacrifice, if it's a parent presentation and they want me to get to that depth, because that's exactly where this goes if you wanted that information. I've done many different episodes on the Counterculture Mom Show, having different people that were tormented for decades by MK Ultra, mind programming for the CIA. And I go into detail with that on the program. I've had guests on sharing that they escaped from that. Many did not escape with MK Ultra. They are dead today. And it's really been an eye-opening expose of pop culture, but it's very hammering home at the end, positive entertainment options for our parents, from TV shows, video games, magazines, movies, mission trips the kids can go on, tech gadgets that are safe. If kids are on an iPhone, places like Bark that they can put on their phone to make sure that they can navigate safely in pop culture. Parents get notified ahead of time if suicide is mentioned, if their kid is being bullied, graphic pictures, words that are shared, parents get notified. And that's just one of the 80 to 100 affiliates that our ministry is with. We have over 20 people on our team. Like I said, I've been doing this for over 2 decades. The show has a lot of great topics that we cover. I've been hosting the Counterculture Mom Show for about 2.5 years. Counterculturemom.com is the website. It is loaded with content. Just hit our 500th episode, girl. I don't know if you knew that, but you can tell. I'm still plugging forward, but I have a 3-week gap of time of no production, and my body is like, time to pump up, get the greens going for the new year. But we have Sextortion right after prayer, kicking it off for January, and some major red flags are given by two parents, two dads that lost their kids to suicide, teenagers, because they were basically sextortion is what happened. They were told to send naked pictures of themselves through Facebook. They thought they were sending it to a girl that was interested in them, two different women, which weren't even women. They were pedophiles. And within 5 hours, one kid took his life because he was being threatened. If you don't send more cash, we're going to show the globe what you sent us for these pictures. So his parents didn't even have a chance to see any red flags to save his life. And these are episodes where I'm bawling halfway through it because I've been talking about sextortion for 2 decades. And it's a big killer among our kids. Parents need to be aware. So anything I can do to help parents navigate pop culture, our team of 20 is literally working around the clock to help these parents know what to run from and what to grab a hold of. And it connects parents through our app. We have a Counterculture Mom app that is fantastic, $5 a month, and you have so much wealth of knowledge right at your fingertips. So people are feeling overwhelmed. Where do I even go? How do I navigate? What do I know? What movies are coming out? What's not safe on TikTok? We have all that right in the app. It's easy. Click, 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 find your articles, read away, and share with your kids. Talking points in the different articles. So it's loaded. It's loaded, wow. Girl. My brain in an app.
Wow, you are running a million miles an hour. But since I've known you, you always have been. But you do have to take time for yourself, girl.
These next 3 weeks, I'll be doing that. And honestly, if your viewers can be praying for us, what we need is, and I know that you also run on funding, a lot of people are looking for funding end of the month, but I've got nothing to lose by sharing that our show, which has an exposure of approximately a 700 million reach each week on 40 platforms, 600 radio stations. That's what God did in the last year and a half. This will be the closest. We've never been in the red. I will not do ministry if I'm going in debt. God's always blessed it, but we definitely need viewers to come alongside us. If we had even half of our hundreds of thousands of viewers a month, girl, give $5 a month, our ministry needs would be met. And we have a $40,000 overhead. So that's my big prayer.
Give us the website. I've got 10 seconds. Real quick.
Yep,
give us
the website. Counterculturemom.com. Click on the pink donate button top of the page. It's a tax write-off. If you know any businesses that want to give, families that want to give, we need your funds. We'll use it wisely to help save America's kids.
Tina Griffin, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you.
You rock, sister. Keep at it.
All right. You too. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Do you really know what's in your water? Just a tiny little bit of arsenic, maybe some pharmaceutical drugs, mRNA, volatile organic compounds, yuck. I found Sentry Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches your water with essential nutrients. It's much healthier and much cheaper than buying plastic water bottles. Check out Sentry H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. Speaking of our health, are you looking for new ways to improve your well-being this year? Big Pharma wants you to take pill after pill. But what if there's a better option? Renita Brannon joins us with more. Hey, Renita, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, beautiful woman of God?
I am so happy to have you on here. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk health and restoring people's health. It's a great time to be talking about that. The start of a new year. Everybody is looking for new ways to optimize their health, reverse aging, and just feel better, right?
Yes, absolutely. So have miracle solutions been hidden from us in the realm of healthcare?
Oh my gosh, have they ever? You know, it's interesting. I've been in healthcare for 25 years, and on my desk, I have a reminder. It's an old PDR, Shemaine. And this PDR is so thick. It's from 2003. Look how big it is. This is a typical book right here. And this is all the drugs and the side effects for the drugs. Now imagine, fast forward to 2024, right? That's 21 years later. Do you think this thing is bigger or smaller? They can't even put it in a hard copy form. It's all digitized. So yes, we have been hidden amazing modalities of healing, like breathing, like light, piezotherapy, which includes movement, which I know you're such an amazing fitness instructor. Movement truly is the real medicine, right?
Modalities
of healing. Just there's so many, but I think the biggest that people have not really heard of, Shemaine, is phototherapy.
Well, talk about that. What is it and how can you get it?
Yeah, phototherapy is light therapy. So think the sun. All day, every day, we can get phototherapy. We expose our eyes to the sun. Now, isn't it funny that they told us to stay out of the sun? And worse than that, when you go out in it, put massive chemicals on your body, right? Called sunscreen. And so that was all a ploy to keep us from that beautiful D3 that's literally given to us by God from the sun. So phototherapy is another word for light therapy, Shemaine. So anytime you think of phototherapy, or it's also called photobiomodulation, think of light therapy. And I think it's so interesting because in scripture, the Lord tells us over 250 times about light. And I mean, the Bible begins with let there be light. Right.
Yes.
And so there, and you know, if, for people who are not exposed to this, I mean, there's some actually establishments, you know, like clinics in the world are actually using phototherapy as modalities of healing. In fact, in the late 1800s, they actually had light clinics, Shemaine. They would take their patients out on to decks and lay them in the sunlight. And it would help them fight, I mean, incredible diseases. It was a way of fighting disease, was light therapy. I mean, crazy diseases like tuberculosis and things like that. And so they literally laid them out in these sun clinics and exposed them to light. And that was the late 1800s, early 1900s. But then we know when Rockefeller came in and took over the medical industry, we know what happened. It became, like you said, a pill for every ill. And yep. Unfortunately, these incredible things like light therapy have been hidden. So it's time for people to take back their power and learn about these incredible ways to get well and be well and heal their bodies naturally without drugs.
And let's talk about how. In my little hands here, I have this magic. Well, tell us about what this is, Renita.
Yeah, so it's X39. It's a phototherapy patch that actually activates a peptide in your body called GHKCU. Now, if you go research that peptide, brace yourself because it's going to tell you it's the fountain of youth. It's the holy grail of anti-aging. And I'm like, you had me at hello, right, Shemaine?
Right.
You know, I always think anything that's going to help us not only feel younger, look younger, I mean, literally become younger is a great thing. Well, this particular patch activates that GHKCU peptide, and it does it with phototherapy. So there's no injections, there's no pills, there's no potions, there's no drugs. It's literally a patch you apply on your body. You can put it anywhere in your body because the patch is systemic, and it will activate your body's own GHKCU. And that in turn activates up to 6,000 of our genes, Shemaine, to a younger, healthier state. So there's lots of science out there. I have a couple books here. I love this book. This is the guy who literally discovered the GHKCU peptide. And I love the subtitle of this book. He says, Resetting Your Genes to Youth Today. So I'm not sure if anyone wants to do that, but you had me at hello again. So
I know, right?
Right.
In all transparency, I have joined LifeWave, and Ted and I have both been using the products. And if anybody watching wants to join also, they can get the products that I'm using. And I hope we can post that link. It's lifewave.com/Shemaine. lifewave.com/Shemaine. I don't know about you. I know about you, Renita, but many people watching, I'm 61 now. I want to continue to do the things that I love to do with people I love. I want to go skiing and teach Zumba and jump on the trampoline with my grandkids. I want that extra edge. And I believe LifeWave can give that to me.
Absolutely. You know, the thing with this patch is it's patented, right? This David Schmidt, the founder, has over 180 patents. Over 90 of those patents are in regenerative medicine. That's going to be an upcoming term, Shemaine, that everyone's going to want to hang on to. Regenerative medicine. They forgot to tell us that we can actually regenerate our bodies. We can build new stem cells. We can build new bone density. Our brains are neuroplastic, which means they can actually develop at any age. And so what I love about this patch is not only does it have 180 patents, it's got over 90 clinical studies. 90 clinical studies. So the company's been around for about 20 years. It started with the Navy SEALs. They use the patches with the Navy SEALs to increase their energy. In fact, they use this patch right here. Let me show it to you. It's called Energy Enhancer. Shemaine, and with it being the first of the year here, let's just talk for a second. Energy Enhancer is a LifeWave patch that increases fat burning 30% more during workouts. So I know you love Zumba, I know you love to dance. When you put this patch on, you're going to be actually activating fat oxidation, it's called. You're breaking down your own fat with this patch. 30% more fat, basically activation, is being utilized during a workout. And that was the first patch that LifeWave came out with 20 years ago for the Navy SEALs, because they wanted these SEALs to be alert and awake during Hell Week, and it worked. And then, of course, the next place the patch was used was the United States female Olympic swim team used this energy enhancer patch. And within the first week of applying the patches, and in fact, I'll just show you how to use it, all of the Olympic swimmers had broke their personal record, Shemaine, in the first week.
It's amazing. I'm so excited to be on board. If people want to find out more info, please go to lifewave.com/Shemaine. Renita Brannon, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay. Speaking of the Bible and health, there's a new product called Kingdom Candy. It's my new favorite meal replacement. What's great about this is, you know, when you think of a meal replacement bar, you think of cardboard, right? This actually tastes great, has a great message behind it. It's got natural ingredients like kale and turmeric and pink Himalayan sea salt. Kingdom Candy has an optimal dosing of healthy fats, proteins, and carbs, and it tastes great. It is healthy for you. Go to FMIDR, shopfmidr.com, and use the promo code Faith for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com. And the code is Faith for a discount. Who doesn't want a discount? One more thing I want to tell you about, guys. You know, there is something that you might not think about that might be making you sick, and that's your house. Is the air in your home killing you? I wrote a book about it. It almost killed me. I was diagnosed with having pre-emphysema, and I don't smoke. I've been a fitness instructor. I had four different types of mold in my bloodstream. You can get my book called Killer House on Amazon right now. Go there and get it. It might just save your life. I want to thank Real America's Voice for allowing me to have this platform and to have my freedom of speech. I've got some new and amazing programs coming up in 2024, and I'd love to have you join me. I've got a brand new website coming very soon. You can check that out at ShemaineNugent.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, and sign up for my newsletter so you'll be the first to get notified when I have a new program. We have a spiritual warfare program coming with Pastor Anthony Thomas, and I'm going to have a mini course on having supernatural health. Follow me on social media at Shemaine Nugent on Instagram, where I share fun reels and dancing videos. Don't forget, guys, I'll be here every Sunday. I hope you will too. Mark your calendar, share this show. I hope that you have an amazing and blessed 2024. Remember Esther 4:14, for you were born for such a time as this. God bless you.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.